this is the time of year now that we've all been looking forward to. If we were lucky enough to get this far, we knew it was going to be exciting. You know, we're presented with the challenge of playing Tyrone and McCool Park in August to get a chance to go into the Ireland semi-final. So if you said that to any man in Donegal football last Christmas, you'd been very, very excited by it, and it's going to be a big week building up to Sunday, you know.
Yeah, people are saying it's going to be the biggest game in McCool Park of all time. It's more or less a home quarter final. There's going to be a great atmosphere there.
Yeah, you know, if you go back to any of the big Donegal Tyrone games throughout the recent years, they had a hostile, exciting environment, especially 2013 and 15 in McCool Park. And given the nature of this game, it's not just an Ulster Championship game, but it's like an Ulster Championship game to get into an Ireland semi-final. It's hard to see that it's going to be anything but exciting. But in the same terms, us as a group of players, we're taking a professional approach to it, and we're preparing ourselves to try to get a big performance.
I suppose people were perhaps surprised that Tyrone were beaten in the Ulster Championship. They've bounced back well from that. What have you made of them so far this year?
Unfortunately for Tyrone, they were unable to get over Monaghan and Healy Park back in the first round of the Ulster Championship. I was at the game that day, and I must say I was very impressed by the performance of both teams. I thought Monaghan were excellent, and Tyrone were just a wee bit short behind them on that day. But Tyrone threw up some massive scores throughout the course of the qualifiers. I know they had a tight game against Meath and they could have been beaten, but the nature of the qualifiers, they were only coming over the Monaghan game. But since that day, they've been very impressive. They found a range of scores. They're keeping a lot of bodies behind the ball, counter-attacking, and their kickouts are good, and they're aggressive in the opposition kickouts. So, you know, this Tyrone team is going to provide a massive task for us, and that's just talking about the tactics, and then given the quality of player that they have on top of that. You know, Niall Slund has been arguably one of the best players in the championship to date, and that Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart, Tiernan McCann, you know, Mark Bradley starting to come back into things now, and they're very, 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 very astute side.
Yeah, you mentioned Niall Slodden there. When the sides met in the league in Omagh, he was one man in particular that caused a lot of damage. And Tyrone that day were comfortable winners, really.
Yeah, you know, if I remember correctly, Tyrone kind of came out of the blocks flying, and we actually done very well for about 15-20 minutes in the second part of the first half. But Tyrone came out after half-time and just took control of the game for long periods, and suppose we would have been disappointed with our performance levels that night. And as you say, Niall Slund was a catalyst, and Tyrone beating us that night. Suppose we'll look at those things, but whatever plan Declan and the backroom team put together, hopefully we can implement it as best we can on Sunday.
Yeah, moving towards the Super 8s, of course, got off with a disappointing defeat against Tyrone or against Dublin, although it was an encouraging performance. But that made last week's game against Roscommon a must-win match. And you got through it. What were your thoughts of that game?
Yeah, look, we were disappointed not to beat Dublin. I don't think that we ever really put ourselves in the position to go and win the game, even though we performed quite admirably throughout it. We still didn't push them as close as we really could, I don't think. And that's also recognising the qualities that Dublin have. They're the best team in the country, and they're the best team for many reasons. If you look at last week's performance against Roscommon, I think that we played well, to be fair. Roscommon are always going to come with that spurge of passion and energy, given the nature of their defeat the week before, and the combination of that they're playing in Dr. Hyde Park. We controlled the game for long periods, and as Declan mentioned earlier in some other interviews, we rerouted a few good chances for goals and extra points that would probably put an extra gloss on the performance, but I thought it was solid, but it still wasn't towards the do-or-die championship performances that we're going to have to produce next Sunday here.
The games have come thick and fast this year. We've seen it. A lot of teams have played week after week. There's a two-week break, a fortnight between the Roscommon game and the Tyrone game. Is that really pleasing to have that two-week break just to get the body recovered and in time for and primed and ready for what is going to be a huge match?
Yeah, I think the two-week break is definitely going to lead to an increased performance from us and Tyrone, given the nature we'll be able to look at each other for 2 weeks and prepare, because that I don't think the Roscommon players will be too happy with a two-week break, unfortunately, because you know they're playing a dead rubber game now against Dublin, so that's probably one of the negatives of the Super 8, that the Roscommon boys have to turn out for 2 weeks now, considering they're out already. But in terms of our preparation against Dublin, I think it's good, or against Tyrone, sorry, I think it's good, and I think it's going to lead to an even, maybe a more intense battle given that the preparation that allows both teams to put in.
It's been a few years since Donegal made it to the All-Ireland semi-final. There's a huge prize for defeating Tyrone next week. It'll be great to be back there, I'm sure, and you'll be doing everything in your power to make it.
Aye, look, you know, unfortunately we haven't been able to reach the semi-finals now since 2014. I think we have a lot of good teams throughout the years, but unfortunately it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to. The one thing I can guarantee is that there'll be nobody coming out of the Donegal changing room next Sunday at 3:30 that'll be lacking in will or desire or effort to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. You're going to have to argue that no one's going to really come out of their own team too willing to flint too easily, and there's no point hiding away from that there. It's going to be a game of fine margins, and we're just hoping that we can find those margins a wee bit better than they can.